Big bang, bitch, yeah, bitch, I'm back at it. Post a thirst trap, bet your nigga double tap it. Got that comeback, gotta turn him to an addict. Round up applause when that ass get to clapping. Booty so big, he wanna throw a stack on it. Bossy little bitch, keep a
why every time I'm ready to say hi, you don't be saying hi back?
Oh, it was Jimmy. Wait, what was that?
These bitches can't see me unless they pay the fee, bitch.
I heard weak bitch. Okay. Yo, what up, man? What up?
What's up? It's episode 5 of the Insecure Recap.
Yeah, finally a good one.
I'm Chris. That's Spence.
What up? Hey, man, we finally got a good one, man. I was actually into this one.
Very excited.
Before we get into this one, I wanna shout out what's my girl name?
Kelly.
Kelly and what's the homie name? Her brother.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever that nigga name is.
I forgot.
But shout out to them, man. They really carried. They carried this one a little bit.
They really
did. With the comedic relief, man.
But can I just say, I need them to expand more. I love both of them as characters. And like, don't we need to find out what the fuck they're beefing about? Like, he's always on her ass. Like, I need to know why they're beefing. That's important to me. Fuck Condoleezza.
I got a few gay homies. They don't like nobody. Especially anybody colorful like that. I have a few gay homies like
and they like me. Like, so.
I don't know. They don't like colorful women like that.
What?
I don't know.
What? You think? What?
Because, you know, she like colorful and goofy and shit.
Yeah. I got. I don't want to say, like, I got gay friends because it sounds like I have a black friend. Like, that's what that sounds like. But, like, some of my best friends are. Like, so, like I'm colorful. Like, they like me.
Oh, maybe they secretly don't like you either.
Wow. No one secretly doesn't like me.
Hey, man, look, man. The gay homies don't like nobody.
So.
Shoot.
Oh, okay. Hey.
What the fuck?
All right, so we come into the episode, yep. And Issa is doing what I be doing most nights, scrolling through Instagram, not in DMs, but scrolling through Instagram, just whatever.
Moping
and then
moping.
Was she moping?
She was super moping.
She had a stale face, like she on Instagram, like she's not impressed with anything. But then what did she do? Go to her favorite nigga page. Like, how many times have we seen her specifically go to this nigga page? Like, he don't just like be posting the picture and she scroll up to it. Like, she be typing this nigga name in. So, okay. So we remember last week.
Yep.
He called. Oh, no.
Sent her a text message. He called her and sent her a voicemail.
And left her voicemail, just, yep. You know, bigging her up about the fucking block party, blah, blah, blah. So then now I guess she's taking this as an opportunity, like, oh, let me reach back out.
Yeah.
So she hits the DMs. Right. Well, he didn't say. He just said, do you want to talk? And I realized, like, is that what niggas be like?
That's call me in Spanish.
But why don't you just call me?
Because.
Is that call me in Spanish? What did he say?
you call me. I'm putting the ball in your court, baby.
Get the fuck out
of here. Curtis Blow.
I just feel like niggas do that shit. So like when they look at the call log, they don't look like
it's all power trip.
Yeah. So they be like, oh, that bitch called me.
Yeah.
Even though you was like, call me.
Just in case shit blow.
Call me, huh?
Just in case shit blow.
I guess so. Anyway, so they talk.
Yeah.
He's like, and then we realize. That's who she was having the conversation with. And
I got that wrong.
Oh, no. What did you say?
I thought it would be Daniel.
Oh, okay.
I thought it would be Daniel, but she skipped right over my nigga last episode.
I mean, I think that's over with. I don't think we even gonna see him no more.
Probably not. He bigger than this. No, that nigga's in Takens and shit.
Yeah.
No, is it Taken?
He in Took.
What the fuck is he in?
Is there another Took?
No, what's the purges and shit?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. The newest part. Oh, yeah, that nigga was in that shit.
It's above him now.
It's above me now.
He over that.
It's above me now.
But yeah, man, shout out to Nate, man. He was like, hey, yeah. He's
Why did you do that so good?
Hey, his voice so fucking, hey.
Sorry, I got in that fight in the back of your Uber.
I'm just watching movies. I'm watching my stories.
Oh, you don't talk to Molly.
Yeah, that shit's trash, bro. That nigga, man, if you don't give us your real voice, nigga.
Is he gonna be British? Like, don't most niggas be British now?
Hey, nigga, you what you the Terminator, nigga? Yeah, you suck. Just watching movies.
Get down. Okay, so we realized that that's the person she was talking to on the very first episode, explaining that she doesn't really fuck with Molly no more.
Yeah.
Okay, but then we move on to Molly talking to Andrew.
Yep.
Your boy is really coming through.
Yeah, man. Look, now I see why Aaliyah fell in love with Jet Li. The niggas is smooth, bro. Hey, man, look. Hey, them niggas is smooth,
not
man.
Aaliyah, Jet
Li. Them niggas is smooth, bro. He's becoming the voice of reason. Like,
he really is. He really is.
And I think I'm glad he kind of snatched Molly off her high horse and shit. It's like, you know, I understand y'all. Because it's like they're beefing. They're beefing. And, you know, Molly is really like, oh, I don't want to. She's making it seem like she don't want to go. When you know you really don't, you really want to go.
Why does she want to go, though? You know why she want to go. She wants to see Issa fuck up. Listen, that is my fucking theme this week, is the Molly is the, she's that friend that only wants you doing good if it's because of her or if she got something to do with it or like that kind of shit. Like Molly only wanted to, like Molly wanted her to.
No, keep going.
Oh, Molly wanted her to, like that. Sorry. I can't like concentrate while you're telling me to do stuff and I'm trying to talk.
Go ahead.
Is that good, though?
Yeah.
Can I go now?
You good.
All right, cool. But, like, yeah, Molly only wanted to go to be, like, fucking Issa's over here with her new friend, and they're over there fucking nitpicking about this ex-nigga. Like, I'm going to go watch her. This shit be raggedy.
Yeah, I didn't get that, though. I just got, like, it's almost like I want to go. I don't want to go, but I'm going to go so everybody won't be in our business.
So they've already been talking to the other two.
But they're
people are already in their business. And it's obvious.
They're best friends, though.
And so it's almost obvious that they're not fucking with each other. Yeah, everybody knows.
But when you've been down for that long, it almost seems like I have to go. But the way she was doing it was like,
have you seen any of the housewives? Like,
yeah, absolutely not.
They don't have to go. Like, they literally go to be messy. Like, that's how. That's Molly even be messy, but just to nitpick.
I just felt like they've been down for so long. It almost felt like maybe a chore. Like, I got to do this. I don't think she wanted to go. But, you know, that ego was like, well, she missed out on this when I was doing this. And then. So if I don't go, she probably was secretly.
I'm telling you, she was plotting on her downfall.
Or it's kind of like it's going to be fucked up because I'm not there.
What was Molly going to do to help? She hasn't been around to help now. Like, what the fuck is she going to do? Pick up a fucking plate like she did at the fucking,
if you've been best friends with some.
If you've been best friends and y'all still best friends.
If we're best friends and we fall out, I'm still going to feel like if I'm not there for you, it's not going to be as good as it could be. Because
you're not Molly. I think Molly is so like. I think she's past that. Like, I don't think that they're going to be friends no more. Like, I don't think that's a thing. I don't think that there's no, like, fucking, like, room for fucking decency and courtesy no more. Like, and you see that later on. Like,
okay,
she really gets on my fucking nerves.
Shit.
I'm tired of her. Sick her shit. Anyway, so, yeah. Okay, so then guess who the fuck we finally find?
Condola.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Carne Asada.
Yeah, the Eskimo sister.
So she's there.
Come on, they're failing, bro. It's over.
Yeah, it's pretty much over. But hey, that's not the only thing. He probably wasn't going to come because either Issa was going to be there and Condola was going to be there.
Yeah.
Or Condola was going to be there.
Yeah, I think.
Or Condola, yeah.
I think this just, to me, it's kind of like jealousy. What is that? What is it? 360 degrees?
Like a full circle?
Yeah, it's like, it was like it started with Issa. She was, you know, she was jealous of Condola, you know, wanting to be. She felt like Condola was getting everything from Lawrence that she should have. She felt like, you know, Condola was really on her shit business wise.
Right, right.
And now it's like.
And doing the things that she wanted to do, kind of.
in the end, Condola's kind of jealous of you for what you have.
And I saw it in her face. Like, as she was, like saying that I released Lawrence back into the wild. Like, it was like, yeah. I saw it in her eyes, like, bitch, I really would prefer for you.
Yeah, she let that shit, you know.
But don't you want to know business. Why? Like, don't you want to know what really broke down in between them? Like, we know that there was, like, static between, like, the Issa thing and, like, where Issa was going to fit in their relationship.
Yeah.
But, like, don't you want to know why? I want to know why. I want to know what happened. Like, if it was an argument.
I think it was the argument in the kitchen.
You think that was it?
Yeah. He didn't answer the question. I mean, it was a lose-lose question anyways. But
that's true. I wouldn't have answered it.
And I think that was enough for her to be like, you know what?
Okay, well. Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like that. I mean, Condola was a cool person, and she would have been a nice Molly replacement. But in a room, girl.
Molly ain't going nowhere.
No, of course she's not. And I like her. I like the actress, so like I don't want her to go nowhere.
Yeah.
But like also.
That's why I want that stand-up to fail. So she
nigga, don't say that.
So she won't get big enough, you know what I'm saying?
Come
she
back.
Won't
be on, come back be on to
her
see
Daniel
to
shit. See. You feel me? You know, that nigga in Takens and shit.
Takens. Okay, so, well, I don't know this note. What is this?
Yeah, yeah, man? Shout out Kelly, man. Double O Kelly, man. She was on her bruv shit.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Mans, you feel me? Hey, I fucked with that shit.
Kelly so much. Yeah, that's why I need Kelly, man. I need out. Her to be a bigger.
She was on her 21 Savage shit line and shit. It's cool though. We fuck with it. That shit was hilarious.
Yo, and that was Aminé, the rapper.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't get his name right though. Yeah. I couldn't get his name right.
Yeah, he was hella stupid. It was funny. But yeah, yeah, Kelly.
Tell with you, her, man, her
and with her British accent. Cheerio.
Yeah, I fucked with that, man.
Yeah, it was funny.
They provided a lot of comedic relief.
Yeah.
Because there's
sure.
a lot of drama in this episode.
A lot of drama. So then we go. So then people are showing up, right?
Yep.
And we're at the block party.
Yep.
We figured out we have a Ty Dolla replacement. Ugh. so everybody's there.
That nigga should never be. Look.
Why? He's got another song, too. Like, he don't have, like, ooh, I don't know if I'm in trouble for this. He don't have many songs, but he got another song. That would have worked better than this. But who
well,
am I? I don't run block parties.
I'd rather that nigga sit up there and do a podcast than motherfucking rapping and shit.
And this is Block Party, the podcast.
Yeah, that nigga. He.
So everybody's showing up at the block party. Molly shows up with Bae, right?
Yeah.
And then Molly and Issa.
Yeah, it was very awkward.
It was a really strange, awkward hug.
I felt like Molly came in, just from the body reactions mm-hmm. from both of them in these mm-hmm. scenes, I think Molly came in, again, wanting to talk, trying to find a way to talk to Issa, but Issa really wasn't worried about her at that moment.
But then why the fuck does Molly never know when? She's a fucking lawyer. She don't know when to have a conversation. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I mean, they've had chances. They've had chances to have conversations. Just something always pops up, or she's doing it at the wrong time.
Like Molly's always doing it at the wrong time. It's always when Issa's got a fucking fire, or she's trying to do something that she fucking quit her whole job to fucking do. Like, bitch, you still get like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Well, they were supposed to talk at the store.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then something happened and they stopped. And then they were supposed to talk at Molly's
parents'
house.
But, like, I have
house.
To say, if me and my best friend are beefing like this, like, and we keep, and the universe keeps finding ways to stop us having in-person conversations, I'm going to FaceTime this bitch, like, or I'm going to call her. Like, we have to talk. Like, I'm done with these awkward fucking meetings with you. We're either on or we're off. Like, I don't know. I'm not into it. But, yeah, I don't know. So, they're having this, like, weird exchange and, like, really trying to convey that they're friends. Like, and I don't know if it was here, but, like, Molly goes, well, we're best friends. Like, didn't, like, somebody, like, verbally have to say that? Like, that's weird. Anytime you have to, like, say something, like, oh, this is my best friend. Like, that's
doing
too much.
Again, I think people know that there's there's cracks in the in their little best friend armor.
What's the point of the hug? What's the point? Because
they're still putting on this facade that they're okay in front of everybody else.
I guess, but everybody know their business.
And again, man, shout out to Andrew, man.
Every
time it seems like Molly's starting to get on her high horse a little bit, he's like, you know, calm down. Like, when you was wrapped up in work, you know, things
Because he made her kind of like, low-key made Molly admit that it was nice. Yeah. It was like, it was a dope thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I guess it is kind of nice. Like, and he was just like, well, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
That's why you guys have been kind of distant, because, like, she's really, like, busting her ass. Like, remember when you was busting your ass and you was flaking on me? Like, so then, okay, fine, right? All right. I guess.
Hey, wrong. Man.
Well, not he not wrong, but she wrong.
I'm fucking with Andrew. Man.
I fuck with him, too, but not, like, Molly is, I just don't, I hate the person, I hate this character. Like I had, like, hope, like, in season, like, the seasons before this. Like, I just, like, she's turning into, like, somebody that, like, low-key, like, I feel like Issa. When they had this later on this episode, I feel like Issa. Like, I felt everything she said. Mostly.
We'll get to it.
All right, we'll get to it. Anyway, go ahead. So, Tiffany. So everybody's at the
block party. What's going on with her, man? I ain't never had no baby and shit, but I ain't never seen no moms. I mean, I've heard of postpartum depression.
Yeah.
But I ain't never seen no moms be like, you know.
Very detached.
I ain't trying to fuck with that little nigga right now.
Yeah. It happens. Like I know somebody who's experienced that. Mm. And it's because
I'm
the
husband.
But
I'm like, you got me fucked up.
And we both going there.
Yeah, nigga, what? To bring your
so the husband ended up leaving. I can't ever fucking remember his name, G.
He ain't important enough.
I mean, but he been like, he been coming through. He said shout out to Chad. He wasn't even in the episode. But we remember this nigga name, though. But look, okay, no.
Is it Derek?
Derek, that sound right. That's what we're going to roll with. It's Derek.
He gonna be Derek in this episode.
We'll put an asterisk and maybe we'll change it next week. So anyway, so she makes Derek go home and she's staying with the girls at the block party. And it very well may be that. But it could be a mixture of that, but it also could be like maybe she like after she had the baby, she realized like I ain't really trying to give up all my friends that don't have kids yet.
Mm.
And maybe this will be the last time. Like, maybe I know I got to go back into being a mom. But, like, let me just get this, like, last thing out. I couldn't enjoy Coachella. Let me enjoy this.
Mm, that's a good point.
That's what I was thinking about.
I don't know, man. I ain't never been pregnant.
Yeah.
So, I
right.
Yeah, somebody called me saying the baby crying. I'm like, put some sugar in his water.
No. Oh, and, my God. That's how you end up with kids with silver teeth.
Hey, that's all right.
Is it?
That's all right. Yeah, you getting great.
They look like fucking the thing from Terminator 2 in the mouth.
Hey, that's all right. I'm finna kick it. Hey, we finna do whatever we can. Shut that baby the fuck up. Because I ain't going nowhere. Swear it up.
I'm at the block party, click.
Look. I'll be there in 30 minutes, and I got to get gas.
I'm on my way.
You want something from the store?
You hungry?
What?
Come back and don't have none of that shit.
None of it. Man, look, man, my auntie called me, man. Some shit went down, man.
I had time for that shit. But anyway, so, okay. Do you think that this is going to put a wedge in between her and Derek, though?
It can, possibly, because I think, you know, Derek is excited. You know, you heard him last episode. He was kind of saying how, you know, the baby kind of stopped so many plans that was coming. But he's excited, you know, for his baby girl.
Right.
When clearly Tiffany is going through something. And I don't know if he will be able to withstand it.
Yeah.
You know, like eventually.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then if they fuck around and nobody acknowledges it,
this was the first scene, even if it was a little line, but this was the first scene, I think, ever that Kelly really had a serious line. Like,
yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. So, here we are. Did Nate come? Nate.
Hey, Niza.
Your block party so popping.
She was kind of flipping out when it was cool though. It was hella white though. It was bright as fuck up in there.
It was.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, those were the donors, I guess. But like,
yeah, it was super bright.
So many inside of my palms.
Yeah, I'd be uncomfortable too. Like, god damn, it's bright this month.
Like, it's a block party. Like, but it's Issa, a block party.
You did it.
You did it, Issa. I'm so proud of you.
It's okay. This was an idea. Issa.
You seen that shit.
I hate that nigga the way that nigga talk now, dog. Hey, fuck, nigga, talk, nigga. What the fuck, nigga?
What are you saying?
What if y'all take some of that morning breath out your motherfucking voice? Issa. You did it.
How your voice sound like morning breath?
God damn, nigga. Shit.
Oh my god. Okay, so then we're watching like the block party unfold at this point, right?
You did it, Issa. Calm down,
Issa. It's okay. Relax. Like, oh, is this the argument, yeah? This is when her and Molly get in the argument or not?
No, that's down the line. Right now she's freaking out about the actual block party.
Right. But it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be lit.
Yeah, that nigga sound like a temptation around this motherfucker. Shit, deep ass voice. Yeah. So they bring out. I don't know who the first nigga was. He was kind of weak.
Yeah. Oh, his song. They put it on the playlist. Yeah. I thought it was a made up song. It's not.
He didn't deserve to have a bulletproof vest on. He's not that important.
No one's gonna kill you. Yeah.
And then they brought Sir on, man. Shout out to Sir. But
why that song, right?
That shit was ass.
Have you heard the song?
Yeah. Okay. Once.
You just hate it?
Yeah, that's a skip.
I mean, I don't hate it, but like he got so many other songs.
Yeah, that's a skip.
So many other new songs too. Yeah. Like,
that's a for sure skip.
A for sure skip?
That's a for sure skip.
That's like a
FaceTime in the middle of a concert skip.
Like, no, I ain't doing
nothing. That's my intermission. Like, I'm finna post an Instagram video right now. Cause this shit right here is ass.
I don't need to see this. Okay, so
who was the rapper? That was Kamaya? Who was that?
No, Kamaya wasn't there. She was just on the episode, like the music wise. I don't know.
There was a rapper on there, and then I know it was Alex Isley or some shit.
Yeah. That was the first song. Because I feel like every time I pick a song, it'd be like, you'd be talking shit. But I realize you're going to always talk shit.
I'm always talking shit.
So I was going to go with the Alex Isley song as a safe bet. But really, I wanted to play what I played.
That was cool. That was cool. I'm with the wherever she from. I'm with the City Girl shit.
Okay.
I'm with
Light skin Keisha.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sir got mad at other songs. So anyway, so this is where Molly wants to have a conversation.
I don't. No, 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 no.
Oh no, no. Because is this after they're fucking wobbling?
So yeah, they are wobbling and shit, and then you know Vince Staples bore everybody.
Yeah.
And then
he has another song. I don't know about how many past that.
Sit down with Joe Budden and have a conversation. I'm not trying to hear you rap, bro. Like, nigga, we could have a podcast right here in the middle of this motherfucking hit. That's what this is gonna be.
You don't think he's not? You don't think he can? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you know the answer already.
I do.
I don't like rapper Vince Staples. Media Vince Staples is okay.
Yeah.
He even translates to like shows and shit.
Yeah.
Just talk.
Yeah, I hear it. Okay. So anyway.
So his scenes was cool, and then the music came on.
I'm
ready to change the channel. I'll change the channel after.
Well, it was just one song, so it was okay.
Too much.
One song too many.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. So,
okay. So this is where we find out that Vince Staples is there.
Yep.
Thanks to Andrew.
Yeah.
And so
who was that other? Who was the other dude? He looked familiar. I can't think of what he was. He in
the other dude with the Mine?
No. Vince Staples' manager. Where did I see him in?
Oh, I gotta look at it again.
I think he was in what's the shit? Bill Cosby.
Oh, you
show.
Know that shit. Oh.
Hey.
Fat Albert.
Yeah, I think he was in that.
In what? The show or the
actual movie? Yeah.
With Omarion and
yeah, I think
Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, I think he was.
I gotta look at it again.
Shout out to Issa.
I had that on DVD, so I'll probably recognize him.
Oh, shit. Wow.
I know.
That's cool.
Beats guy. Anyway, so, yeah, okay, so Molly finds out that Vince Staples is the headliner to replace Ty Dolla $ign, thanks to Andrew. So she flips.
Is it Ty Dolla $ign? I thought it was Cool Boy Q.
Cool Boy Q. Oh, it was Ty. Oh, yeah, she was going to ask Ty Dolla, but she know. Cool Boy Q.
Cool. Yeah, Cool Boy Q, baby.
Not Cool Boy Q, though. Yeah, it was supposed to be Schoolboy. My bad. She was just saying that she wanted it to be Ty, yeah. But she never asked. But anyway, okay, so yeah, so Vince is there because of Andrew, because we all know Andrew works for Roc Nation.
Okay.
Okay, and so Molly's like, I know good and goddamn well this bitch didn't. But then we find out that in the conversation that Issa was having with Nathan, when she was talking to Nathan, I guess Nathan put a bug in Andrew's ear, like, yeah. Issa needs some help.
Yeah.
And Andrew, thinking like, oh, that's my bitch's bitch.
See?
Let me help.
Look, man.
So Molly.
Shout out to motherfucking Andrew.
Andrew, coming through.
I'm telling you.
Terrible song, but came through with the artist. Like.
Look. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man.
Andrew, yes. I'm with it. But I've been with him. Molly don't deserve him is what the point I'm trying to get at. Like, what happened? Like, can, like, you know, Kelly likes to slide in. Maybe Kelly can slide in. I don't know.
Slide in what? In what?
Well, not in him, but like in, like in instead of Molly.
Oh. I don't think anyone was wrong.
In this conversation?
In the conversation, in this conversation.
You don't think Molly was wrong for flipping out? For no. Issa having a conversation with a dude that she used to fuck with? That was talking to a nigga that he lived with?
No. And why I say that is because...
Go ahead.
This was an isolated incident, right?
Yeah.
And under any other circumstance, I don't feel like it was a wrong move.
Okay.
You know. What's the word? What's the 3 degrees of separation? Is it 3 degrees?
Six.
Of separation? 6 degrees of separation, mm-hmm. type shit. Mm-hmm. It was like that. Like, you know. But because of all this other shit that they got going on, it made the situation much worse than what it is. Andrew is looking out for his woman's friend.
Yeah.
Right. Regardless of what they got going on. Right. Andrew's looking out for his woman's friend.
Because he sees this as something that they'll get again, over.
Andrew is not Molly, and Molly and Andrew doesn't know how Molly is truly feeling. Her and Issa, this has been building for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So while I feel like this situation was little, it was the other shit was the reason that they was in each other's face. I don't think Issa did anything wrong either. Like,
I don't think she did anything
wrong. If I have something going on,
and I am fucking drowning, and it's coming close to the line, bitch, I don't care.
I'm going to use my resources.
I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, you use every resource.
But think about it. She fucking still respected him. I mean, respected Molly, and she didn't fucking ask him directly. She could have just fucking asked him directly.
Yeah, I mean,
and she didn't. She kind of like, you know, girled it into a conversation and made the nigga that she used to fuck with go ask a nigga.
Yeah. I just feel like, again,
real hot girl
because
shit.
Of everything, because of everything that they got going on.
Yeah.
It blew up into something. It shouldn't have been.
I just don't really agree with Molly blowing up the way that she did. Like, maybe be a little irritated with yourself for not communicating properly to the partner, your partner, about how you're feeling about the situation and how you don't want that. Because she really spent more time stressing it to Issa than she did to Andrew.
At that point, when you're in the heat of the moment, because right now we're getting ready to go at it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the heat of the moment. We're getting ready to go at it. At this point, I'm territorial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm Molly, please don't get this wrong. But if I'm Molly, at this point, I'm being territorial because my man is involved.
Right.
Damn, that's so wild.
I get it. Like,
I'm being territorial because my man is involved.
Right.
And then right now, me and you are not on good terms at all.
Right.
So now all of this shit is getting ready to come out, and I'm going to hurt you as bad as I can at this very moment. I don't care where we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energy that we own right now.
I hear it. I just don't agree. with Molly being.
I mean, Issa didn't walk away either.
No, because she shouldn't have. Because Molly's fucking bitch, relax.
I mean, they both had their reasons to say what they said.
Yeah, nah, I give it to you. This is it.
Both of them have done things, you know.
Yeah, they both have. They, yeah.
Okay. It's unfortunate that it blew up at her.
At the block party.
But I'm not.
Over that. Like,
I'm not mad at it happening.
It needed to happen. It's just Molly again picking the wrong fucking time to bring stuff up or mention stuff or say something.
I can't say that. I didn't see fights at parties.
Watch the episode of Housewives. You're supposed to wait until the next day. Happening. You're supposed to wait until the next day and go have tapas and then throw a margarita in her face. Happening.
I don't want
to
see NeNe Leakes and her big ass nose arguing with anybody. I'm saying.
I said what I said.
I've seen fights at parties. Shit happens.
Yeah.
If this is the energy we own, this is the energy we own at this very fucking moment. I feel like, even though this situation is an isolated situation, when I feel like my partner is involved and I'm upset, I'm going at you right now. Not tomorrow. Yeah. Right the fuck now. I don't give a fuck. We at church anywhere.
I hear you.
We got to talk.
I hear you.
So.
I hear it though. Yeah, I guess so. Because I guess in the heat of the moment, it's like, I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
So I think people, again, I think people hated Molly because everybody see themselves in Molly. Molly, there's a piece of Molly in everybody.
In you, and you, and even in you, Dante.
Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck where we at. If we gonna have to talk. We got to talk.
Yeah. See, me, I would have had this conversation a long time ago, though.
Yeah, it should have happened.
And it wouldn't have been over Vince fucking Staples.
But I'm almost glad it didn't happen anywhere else, because what if they did fight? You wouldn't have nobody to break it up. At least I know now, like,
Molly and Issa look like they ain't never been in a fucking fight.
At least I know they were in a situation was kind of like, you know, hold me back, you know. Shout out to Jalen Rose. But,
right.
You know, they were in a situation where they weren't going to fight.
I hear it.
It's like, get your
shit out.
But
get your words out.
They weren't going to fight. Everybody was already. The problem with it now is the little facade that they had going on is now gone. And everybody's in their business.
Right.
And what we seen in the previews, everybody's going to be calling them trying to see what the fuck is going on.
Right.
And I think that's what they were trying to stay away from.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. So, and then the commotion, you know, every time niggas getting around each other. Yeah. Happened to me at the Nelly concert on Fremont.
Did it?
Niggas like, oh, they should.
Yeah, nigga. Why would you want to shoot up some shit when a nigga singing over and over? Like, what? what would make you want to shoot some shit up? Like, Air Force Ones did not make you angry.
He's telling you to shake it like itself.
Yeah, that, like, man, Nelly doesn't make angry music.
Right. But somebody yelled that it was a gun. And somebody was shooting, and everybody just took off.
Look, I got PTSD from that.
Nigga.
I didn't been to enough house parties that ain't got shot up.
Nigga.
To know what the deal is.
True shit.
And even though it was bright as a motherfucker, you know, when all of the brothers came in, they was walking through and shit, I'm looking all of them up and down.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
It's fucked up to say, but.
It's true, though.
You know, one of the brothers walk in there, you know. 70-degree weather. It's supposed to be raining.
You might be on the same shit I'm on.
Was it 10% chance raining?
Yeah.
So one of you niggas got a hoodie on, and I know what's in the hoodie, cuz.
Yeah.
So, nigga.
This nigga is not swinging with his arms out. Like.
Absolutely not, nigga. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm interested to see what happens now. I do feel like they make up.
So next episode is pretty much got to be like the split, like who's on whose side, right?
I don't know if it'll be a split. I think everybody will be trying to get them
to get back together.
Back together, but it'll be like messy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
it might not. Do you think it's going to happen before the next season?
Issa's skirt was trash, by the way. What the fuck was that?
I don't. She be in her own bag.
Corduroy. It's like corduroy at the bottom.
Seems hot. She be in her own bag.
That shit.
She be in her own bag. I can't judge.
So. That shit was trash.
Anyway,
and I'd be upset too if you know, Schoolboy dropped out and I got Vince Staples is not my headliner. That's
I mean, but some, it's like Miss Pearly say, like, somebody like
that's like going from like Adidas to like Fat Farm.
Not Fat Farm.
That's fucked up.
Like Lot 29.
Yeah, that's up there, man. Yeah.
All right, anyway, that's
other than that, man, shout out, you know, she made it happen.
Yeah.
She made it happen.
Oh, yeah. Like, she really did. And like I said, Molly even had to give her props. Like, even though she ain't fucking want to.
No, if I ain't fucking with you, I ain't giving you nothing. I want this shit to...
I wouldn't even come.
Burn.
Burn. I wouldn't even come. But that's just me. I'm petty like that. I want you to think about the seat I was supposed to sit in all night.
I know a bunch of niggas that show up just to get everybody in their business. Like, I don't even fuck with them. I don't fuck with that nigga.
Get the fuck out of here.
You don't know nobody to do that?
I hope not, nigga. Like, I don't want to be around that person. I know a
bunch of bitch ass niggas like that.
Man. I'm sorry.
Well.
Get well soon, y'all. Anyway, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week for episode 6. We got 5 more episodes.
Peace.
All right. Bye.
Issa.
Issa.